Kachem Fos by Abbeis Mishnah Zion Hameniach Ken Kanet Perosh Hagag Lenagvan Benit Malumai. Somebody placed an earthenware jar on top of the roof in order for the earthenware to dry out. And while they were up there, it rained, and the jars got filled with water. Now, this water is not considered Mayim She'uvim. It's not considered drawn water. Since you didn't draw the water fell in from the rain. But if you would pick up the jar to pour it into the mikvah, it would be considered drawn water, as soon as you pick up the jar, you are now drawing the water by virtue of lifting up the jar. Now, you want to use this water for the mikvah. Now, how do you get the water in the mikvah so that it would not be considered Mayim She'uvim? Probably Ezer Oimer, Im Onas Kishamim Hu. And yesh bo kamat mayim bebor. If it is a rainy season, so we can assume there's some water already in the bor that you're using as a mikvah. Or even if it's not the rainy season, but if you know for a fact there is some water in the mikvah, just you need some extra water, it contains less than 40 saw. Now you want to use the water from these jars for the mikvah. Yishaber. You should break the jars and let the water drip into the mikvah from the broken jars. And you cannot lift up the jar to pour it into the mikvah, because as soon as you pick up the jar, the water inside the jar would be considered mayim shuvim, and since the mikvah is less than 40 saw, that mayim shuvim would pass through the mikvah. So instead, you have to break the jar, and that way the water spills by itself into the mikvah, so that water is not considered mayim shuvim. And since the water fell from rainwater into the jars, you did not place the water in the jar, so the water in the jar is not considered mayim shuvim, and that water would be kosher for the mikvah. V'im lav lo yishaver. But if it's not the rainy season, and you know there's no water in the bor, so this water that you want to use from the jars would be the first water that is put into the bor that you want to use as a mikvah. In such a case, you should not break the jars to let the water spill into the mikvah. As according to Rabbi Eliezer, this water, even though it's not considered mayim shuvim, since it fell in from the rain, you didn't pour the water in, but we have to be more machmir from this water than regular rain water, since the water is in a jar, and therefore it cannot be the first water that is placed into the mikvah. Only if there's some other rain water in the mikvah can you use this water from the jar to be placed to fill in the mikvah. But in this case, that it's not the rainy season and there's no water in the bor, and when you break the jar, that will be the first water that's in the mikvah. That water is possible to be used for the mikvah. And just like we had seen previously in this parak, the Rabbi Eliezer is machmir, that if the first revius of water in a mikvah is mayim shuvim, that mikvah is possible, even though normally only shlosha lugin a mayim shuvim would possible mikvah, not just the revius. But if that revius is the first water that's placed in the mikvah, that revius of mayim shuvim would possible the mikvah. So too, in this case, Rabbi Eliezer is machmir, that this water that's in these jars, that even though it's not technically mayim shuvim, but since it's in a jar, it's more chamer than regular rainwater, and it cannot be the first water in the mikvah. So only if there's already some water in the mikvah can you break the jars to allow the water to spill into the mikvah, according to Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yeshua Oimer, Ben Kach U Ben Kach, Yishaver O Yechaper, Avo Lo Yara. Rabbi Yeshua disagrees with Rabbi Eliezer. According to Rabbi Yeshua, it doesn't make a difference that this water is the first water in the mikvah. Since the water is not considered mayim she'uvim, it can be used for the mikvah, even though there's no water presently in the mikvah. So whether or not there's water in the bor, you can break the jars or lean over the jars in order that the water will spill out into the mikvah. As long as you don't pick up the jars to pour it into the mikvah, that water would be kosher for the mikvah. And since the water fell by itself into the jars and you didn't pick it up, you only broke the jars or leaned them over, the water is kosher for the mikvah. And according to Rabbi Shua, even though it's the first water that's placed in the mikvah, it would be kosher. The side of the person who plastered, and he was plastering a well with lime in order that the water would not get absorbed in the walls of the well. And he forgot the pot in the well, the pot which contained the lime he left in the well. And then the well filled up with water, it rained, and the well filled up with water. Now you want to use that well for a mikvah. Are you a mayim tzafim agab of koshuhu yishaver? If the water was floating on top of the pot, even a little bit, you can break the pot, and that water would not be considered mayim shuvim. It would be kosher. The water inside the pot is not considered mayim shuvim, since the water of the mikvah is floating on top of the pot, so the water inside the pot is attached to the mikvah, so then you can break the pot, and that water is not considered shuvim. V'im lav lo yishavar divrei Rabbi Eliezer. But if the water is not floating on top of the pot, so the pot is floating on the top of the water, that the water inside the pot is not attached to the mikvah, in such a case, you cannot break the pot to allow that water to be included in the mikvah, because it would be considered mayim shuvim, according to Rabbi Eliezer. As only when the pot is in the water and the water floating on top of the pot, would that water inside the pot not be considered my super sense of the task of the water of the mikveh? But in this case, where it's floating above the water, it's not attached to the water of the mikveh. If you would break the pot, the water inside that pot would be considered Mayim Shuvim. And since the mikveh contains less than 40 saw, that Mayim Shuvim would cancel the mikveh. Now, even though we saw in the previous Mishnah that when you leave jars on the roof to dry and they fill with water, you can break the jars and allow the water to spill in the mikveh, the water would not be considered Mayim Shuvim as long as there's already some water in the mikveh. So why is this case any different? How come if the pot is floating on top of the water, that the water inside the pot is not attached to the water of the mikveh? Does Rabbi Eliezer say you're not allowed to break them and the water is considered Mayim Shuvim? And this case should be similar to the previous case. And in this case also, you didn't fill up the pot with water. It filled up by itself since the pot was left in the bowl. Mephoshim explained that this case is not as lenient as the previous case. In the previous case, when you brought the kankanim up on the roof to dry, you did not want at all that the kankanim should fill with water, as you wanted them to dry on the roof, not to fill with water. And since you didn't want them to fill with water at all, that water is not considered Mayim Shuvim, and you can break the kankanim and allow the water to spill in the mikveh. But in this case, even though you didn't fill up the pot with water yourself, well, you didn't mind that much that it got filled with water, so therefore the water inside the pot would be considered Mayim Shuvim according to Rabbi Eliezer if the water inside the pot is no longer attached to the water of the mikveh, that the pot is floating on top of the water, it's not inside the water. In that case, according to Rabbi Eliezer, it would be considered Mayim Shuvim, and you would not be allowed to break the pot to allow the water to spill into the mikveh. Rabbi Shua, ben kach ben kach yishover. And Rabbi Shua said, whether the pot is inside the bor and the water of the pot is attached to the water of the bor, or whether the pot is floating on top of the water in the bor and the water in the pot is not attached to the water of the bore, in both cases, you can break the pot and allow the water to spill in the mikveh. And according to Rabbi Yeshua, there is no difference between this case and the case of the previous mission. Just like when you left the jars up on the roof and they filled up with rainwater, you're allowed to break them and let the water spill in the mikveh. So too, in this case, even if the pot is floating on top of the water and the water inside the pot is not attached to the water of the mikveh, the water inside the pot is not considered Mayim Shuvim since you didn't fill up that pot with water yourself. So therefore, in both cases, you can break the pot and allow the water to spill into the mikveh.